Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Ari Goretzky, distinguished researcher at ESET North America. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. It's good to be here, Matt.
So, you know, recently there was big news coming out of the security world that the FBI arrested 16 individuals in the anonymous hacking investigation. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Well, Matt, on the 19th of this month, the FBI announced that they were cracking down on Anonymous and had, in fact, arrested 14 people and had interviewed numerous others about the hacking attempt that Anonymous has been doing. Some of these involve denial-of-service attacks against PayPal and some other related charges.
What does this really mean, then, for the industry? And obviously, Anonymous has taken responsibility for a number of large, high-profile attacks, even recently claiming that they hacked or breached NATO's security. And that was after the takedown. So what do you expect we're going to see here?
Well, it's difficult to say. As you mentioned, Anonymous has already announced that they are going to continue their attacks. So this takedown of them, if you will, by the FBI, does not sound like it is very effective. Then again, Anonymous is a very loosely coupled organization. So parts of it may operate fairly independently with respect to killing off large parts, may still allow various subgroups to function autonomously. Anonymous has stated that they are continuing their attacks on governments, corporations, lobbyists. So I think in the near future, we can expect to be hearing from them or from those organizations if they are inconvenienced by Anonymous.
Do you think this was a big feat for the FBI, and do you think we're going to see more takedowns of this sort?
That's really difficult to answer. The nature of Anonymous is that they are somewhat amorphous.
Right.
It could be that they have taken some of the linchpins out of the Anonymous organization, which allows these cells, if you will, to operate independently. On the other hand, there's no real criteria for being a member, if you will, of Anonymous. Simply agreeing with their general goals and taking action makes you Anonymous. So as long as people feel the way that they do and share the same beliefs that they do and continue attacks because of those, I think we'll be hearing from Anonymous or their descendants.
Well, Ari, thanks so much for giving us some more details about this arrest, as well as some of the latest breaches that Anonymous has claimed. This will certainly be a topic that we continue to revisit here on the Malware Report. Feel free to visit the ESET blog for additional information, and you can also like and follow ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.